podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Yeah, I know Batman's broken. My wife just came in and gave me my Batman action figure, which is now broken.
Oh, damn it. Did you leave it next to the Bane action figure?
No, but my son did, bend him backwards, and I was like...
I was wondering what would break first, your spirit or your body? Or your body?
Except it's 89 Batman. He couldn't have taken on Bane for that long.
No.
He could barely move his neck.
Yeah. Then again, maybe his armor would have been up for the back break. Seemed like he was more...
Maybe.
More rigid. Harder.
Like Noah. Bong.
Yeah.
Bong.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Dankcast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house, so now we get together every week and do this tan cast.
This week, Andy travels to Portland. I do a comedy gig for a country station, and Noah sees the film Edge of Tomorrow. And it's another round of our worst movie ever tournament when Sex and the City 2 takes on Rubber. And when you hear this sound...
That means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast.
Motherfuckers.
I beat you to it, bitch. I'm Quamp, damn it.
From my point of view, Tim, we tied, and that is okay. It's all right, Tim, that we finished at the same time.
That means you love each other.
It means that we're connected, Tim. We're connected at a deeper level.
All right, well, since this is already past creepy, I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, and I'm all up in Tim's butt in Tancast.
I'm Noah, the N in creeping in Tancast.
Noah's just sitting on a stool in the corner, jacking it.
I wondered what was taking Noah so long. He was trying to find where to put his N.
Tim, really, aren't we all just looking for a place to put our N's?
No, I'm looking for a place to put my LD.
Yes.
Now you've both heard that expression used, right?
The LD.
She wants the LD.
Yeah.
Long dick.
Yeah.
Yeah. It occurred to me it could also stand for little dick.
It is when I say it.
Just why leave yourself open to that interpretation?
She wants that's LD because she wants in the butt, and it hurts if it's just too big.
Okay, that's okay. So you guys know that my real name isn't Andy, right? It's actually ND for narrow.
Narrow dick?
Yes.
At first I heard Nero, and I was like, Nero dick?
Yes. Yes, I have the dick of an ancient Roman emperor, circa 34 AD, I think.
Classic.
Yes.
So, do you want to do some tan laughs since we haven't done any in a while?
Doing it.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial Tan Laugh Segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
Tan laughs, tan laughs, it's time for jokes.
You send in the jokes and we'll read them for you.
Tan laughs, tan laughs.
Does everybody get that I'm doing the Sex and the City theme and my voice is hoarse? Because it's really killing me to sing this. And you know what? Let's just do the tan laughs.
No.
It's like I forgot how to laugh.
It's like I forgot how to cry.
Oh, no. I always know how to cry.
Let's do them.
Okay. This one... have we done this one already? I didn't check it off. This one is from Lindsay. And she says, I realize you have bigger and more important things going on, awful movies to watch and babies to prep for, but I've been hearing Star Wars and Indiana Jones themes a lot lately, and I can't help but sing the Tan Laughs theme versions in my head. So I found these jokes, and was hoping you could squeeze a few in every so often. Oh, I think I did read some of these. Did we? Bless you?
Yes. Bless me.
My sister bet me $100 I couldn't build a car out of spaghetti. You should have seen the look on her face as I drove pasta.
We've done these.
Have we?
Yes, I did them.
You did?
I did.
How does a train eat?
Tim doesn't believe
you.
He goes,
choo, choo, choo. Yep, you're right. All right, so I'm going to check this one off so I don't read it again another time. We may have to skip me while someone else does a 10 laugh.
All right. Well, I can't remember if we've done these ones, so I'm going to start them off. These ones come from Vreg. Hey, guys, I'm back with some more Noah cock jokes. Why? Because you guys keep me sane. In so much as you can. Noah's cock is so big, King Kong climbed it when he was being chased by the U.S. Army. Noah's cock is so big that Scott Bakula has jumped into it 3 times. Once in the head, once in the shaft, and once for the right testicle. Noah's cock is so big, it takes a cleanup crew 3 hours to let him pull out. Noah's cock is so big, it's the reason why Utah has a salt lake.
Wow.
Boom. My semen's salty as fuck.
And people travel to Utah to swim in it. Noah's cock is so big that in order to perform safe sex, women have to take an instructional class and log over 90 hours in scuba training.
Oh, my gosh.
Noah's cock is so big that Tim and Andy are jealous and cry sometimes when no one is looking.
That's just real talk, Reg. That's just real talk.
Noah's cock is so big, the Grand Canyon is his fleshlight. Noah's cock is so big that had it existed in colonial times, it would have discovered the Pacific Ocean long before Lewis and Clark. Noah's cock is so big that he generates nearly $30,000 a month solely from companies advertising on the side.
That's one big pop-up, if you know what I'm saying. And I think you do.
There is no blocker strong enough to stop it.
Ad block ain't gonna stop this shit.
You need cock block. It's the next level up. Noah's cock is so big that the kidney stone he passed was shot into space, and we know it as the moon.
Oh, fuck. That was terrible.
Noah's cock is so big that ancient Mayan ruins have been found on it. He says, there you go, guys. Don't say I never did nothing for you.
But wait, that would negate the time, the joke that says it wasn't around in colonial times. Because if there was ancient Mayan ruins on it, come on, man, keep it consistent. I can't laugh at these anymore. They are not internally consistent.
There's no continuity with your cock jokes.
Not to mention, if the moon has been there for... Wait, forget it. I'm done. These are clearly not factual.
Tim went to his fact checker.
Tim, Noah's cock is so big, it requires retcons periodically.
Winning. Oh, no. Points. I try to say that as often as I can. I don't know if you guys ever watched that show, At Midnight.
You know what? I haven't yet.
Ah, I fucking love that show. And it's basically a game show about the internet, and they have three comedians on. And whenever one of them says something funny, Chris Hardwick goes, points! And then they get points. So I say that every so often in my everyday life.
Do they get a set amount of points or just a random amount of points?
Depends on the round. Sometimes it's 100, sometimes it's 250.
Oh, okay.
It increases as the game goes on. Neither of you have watched it?
No.
No.
Oh, well, now everybody knows who is the person on the Tancast feed participating in the hashtag wars for At Midnight every day.
Everyone already knows.
Really? Who they thought it was anyways?
I think they thought it was. I wish they would stop that. But I'm sorry. I gotta. They're fun. Like, they'll have some news story, and they're like, well, speaking of this, today's hashtag wars is like, ruin a television show. And so say, give me a break, or like, give me a snake. That was a shitty one, but like, something like that, would just be like, change the words to it and make it shitty. And some of them are super funny. And so I try to take part and,
Sometimes I see people respond. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck tweet that is, but I did not do it.
Yeah, that just has no context.
Yeah, Monday through Thursday around 9 o'clock Pacific Coast time. Look at our feed for random one-liner jokes that make sense with the hashtag. I've been waiting to give that disclaimer for like 4 weeks.
Well, that's you.
Yeah, or people who follow us on Twitter. Steal yourself away for At Midnight jokes every weekday night. Well, Monday through Thursday.
I think they've all figured it out by now, Tim.
Well, maybe they didn't. Maybe they're like, man, they get hacked.
Yeah, just 4 nights a week.
Oh, so anyway, that was a long way of saying points.
So now I know why I got points earlier when you were talking about the charity gig that you were at, and that I'm assuming it was like a silent auction thing.
Oh, right.
Yeah, the with great power comes great responsibility. Superman.
Yes. I was like, no.
I was like, no. They've done two sets of this movie now, like within the last decade. Everyone fucking knows this.
Wait, which one are you talking about? Because they've done two sets of both movies in the last decade.
Well, they've done two of both of the other movies. They've done two sets of Spider-Man movies.
Navy SEALs.
So with great power comes great responsibility should be drilled into everyone's head by now. But no, some stupid quunk.
I thought they didn't say that in the new movies.
Navy SEALs.
No, he says something that's like grammatically identical, but like much longer. It's like, the powerful have a duty that is large.
Oh, wait, did they have you write it?
Yes.
Hey-o. Good one, Tim.
Well, I can't make any dick side advertising. I gotta pay the bills some way, Tim.
Listen, guys, why say it in 5 words when you can say it in 27?
Yes,
here,
you know what?
Let me show you.
Okay, so this is the big secret in Hollywood. Occasionally, I get called in to punch down the dialogue.
Ugh, maybe they called you in on the movie I watched this week for the worst movie ever contest, but we'll get that to that later.
Wait, to punch down the dialogue?
Yes.
Yeah. You ever heard of punching up the dialogue? And he punches it down.
Yes.
But, okay. All right. It makes it sound like there's less words. And we know that's not what Andy
does. No, it just means it's less good.
It's less punchy.
Got it. Okay.
Gotta slow it down.
He punches it down like Ali, you know. He just, bah, yes. Bah, stay down, you quump.
I'm going to make these words bleed.
I'm the longest-windedest of all time. I'm so wordy. Ooh, I'm so wordy.
I was going to go for my words are so pretty, but that is wordy. Oh, good one, Tim.
Thank you.
I'm going to think about that one later when I cry.
Oh, sorry, back to Tan Laughs. That was a big tangent.
Walk like a sloth?
Talk like a sloth. Come on.
You, I don't know. Whatever. Whatever. Walk like a sloth. Talk.
Yeah. We'll get back to Noah later. In the meantime, here are some Tan Laughs from Tyler. What is it called when a Martian gets the wrong answer?
No idea.
A Mars steak.
Oh, God.
I wasn't laughing at the joke. I was laughing at your reaction. What is blue and cries a lot?
Me.
Andy's dick.
Andy holding his breath. Neptune peeling an onion.
What?
Neptune is blue. Come on.
Yeah?
Onions make you cry. It makes sense. It's just fact by fact a joke.
Okay.
Where do you look in the newspaper when a planet dies?
The headlines?
The obituary.
Oh, God damn.
Why did they name it Saturn?
I don't know.
Because it has a nice ring to it.
Oh, God damn it.
What is a 7-Eleven called on Venus?
A 238?
No. I'm sure that's factually accurate, but it's a Con-Venus store.
Oh.
And last but not least, we'll bring it back to the third rock from the sun. What did Earth's clouds say when they met Venus's clouds?
Something, something sulfur.
Yellow.
YOLO.
Like hello.
YOLO.
Tyler, you've officially hurt them all. Well done. You've wounded their souls, especially Andy.
I just want a nap now.
Oh.
Yes. Were you still workshopping that other thing? Because you need to get on the Tan Laughs.
Nah, I got it. I'm on it.
I just got what Andy meant by workshopping the other thing. Talk like a sloth.
Swing like a flit. No.
Scribble, scribble, scribble. No, that's not going to be it.
No.
All right, let's see if I can do it.
Rhymes with B, flea, knee.
All right, key. This one's from Dean.
Dean.
This is from Esquire. Funny joke from a beautiful woman, as told by Chloe Bennett, who I don't know who she is.
I think she's from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but I'm not sure.
Okay. She's attractive. She's in skimpy clothing.
There I'm right. That is from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Boom. You play Sky.
I was like, wait, what about my description? Nailed you. She's just skipping clothing. Oh, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Boom, got it.
Yep. That's exclusively the domain of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yep.
Everybody else dresses like Middle Eastern women.
Well, they don't call it Gagents of S.H.I.E.L.D. No.
Some people do.
Anyways, a French spy, a German spy, an Italian spy are captured and have their hands bound and are interrogated. After 2 hours, the French spy gives up all his secrets. After 4, the German spy tells the captors everything. After 24 hours, the Italian spy still won't talk and is thrown into a cell with the others. The German and the French spy, impressed, ask him how he managed not to cave. The Italian spy replies, "I wanted to, but I couldn't move my hands."
That did not go where I thought it would go.
I thought they were going for, like, Italians are kinky.
They are kinky.
Yeah, that's right.
So, how the fuck was everyone's week?
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
My week was...
How the fuck was everyone's week?
Fantastic to finish that sentence.
So you were in Chicago and Portland last week?
No, I was in Chicago 2 weeks ago.
I thought you said you were back in Chicago, or are you going back to Chicago?
I was looking like I was going to go back to Chicago next week? No, the week after next. Although now the Chicago trip is getting backed up, so they're going to have to send someone else, because I'm going to be in California.
California.
Welcome everybody to California, yay, and stuff and things that I don't remember the words.
Boom.
Welcome everybody to the Wild Wild West, the state that's attenchable like Elliot Ness. The track hits your eardrum like a slug to your chest.
No, that's not it.
I'm still the blackest. I'm still the blackest Tancaster. Anyways. Yeah, Portland's fucking lovely. Man, like.
Is that your first time there?
No. Last time I was there was 2 years ago. A little over 2 years ago.
For work again?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep. We went out there. It was like my first or second month on the job at the new company. And we went out to Portland to do a bunch of work. And then a bunch of crazy shit happened. And it was like, oh, well. I guess we'll just set all that on the back burner. And it sat on the back burner for 2 years. So we went back out and got everything back off the back burner and did a bunch of...
You're like, this is dried out. It needs more sauce now.
Yes. I was like, I think we should just like throw this all away and start over. It sat out for 2 years. There's bound to be like some bug eggs in there somewhere.
Oh, dear.
Yummy, yummy bug eggs. Mm-hmm. Delicious.
Yeah, so Portland's awesome. One of the nights went and ate at a place called Tommy O's, which I guess is sort of like a local thing in the Portland and Vancouver, Washington area.
Sounds like something in the SpaghettiOs line.
Oh, no. Tommy O's way better than SpaghettiOs. Fucking delicious. Right. It's like kind of a Asian Hawaiian fusion kind of thing. I had, teriyaki beef with a sweet chili sauce, some lettuce wraps and... some kind of spicy beef pot stickers. They were all just fucking delicious. Want to go back there and eat some more, but I can't because it's all the way on the wrong coast.
I'm going there next week.
No, well, let's move there. Let's move there and start a business.
What business?
I don't know, but I think it can cater to naked people because I hear they have naked people sometimes.
Not a lot of black people there, though.
Well, you and I should move there, and we will up it. We'll increase the amount.
By one. Half. So,
I'm black on the inside. It'd be okay.
I'm leaving Friday, so we have to figure out what we want to do next week. But we can do that later.
I smell an encore presentation coming up.
Oh. I smell a Saturday spent masturbating.
I smell episode 100 coming back into your feed.
Mm-hmm. Which one was that?
That was the one where we had Jeff on, and that was the origin of kicking his feet.
Yeah.
I kick my feet back and forth. I kick my feet back and forth.
Well, it was before it was a jingle. It was when it was the time he first said it.
Yeah, the jingle came the first time you mocked me for it.
No, like it came several times down the way, the road. Yeah.
Oh.
Wait, he mentioned his kid kicking his feet multiple times before he mocked him for it?
No,
it was every time I would mention my kid doing something, you know.
Got it.
Yes.
Totally pedestrian. Oh, did he kick his feet too? wait, let me guess. There was feet kicking involved. Fuck you, I'm a proud daddy. Watching this little blob of goo that spent months baking inside my wife's vajoo turn into a person. And it's amazing.
That's funny. When I tell the joke on stage, that's pretty much exactly the words I put in your mouth, except for inside my wife's vajoo, because no.
It rhymed with goo, and I went for it, so fuck you.
Although in the joke, which I did not say in that episode, I say that I say, okay.
Like, I do a podcast with my two old roommates. Like, we all swapped houses. We moved around the country. We do this podcast. So we just catch up every week, and we talk about movies and whatever. It's not important. The two people who listen to it really like it. But one time in the middle of the show, one of the guys, Andy, he's like, hey, my son is sitting in my lap kicking his feet. Yeah, that was the whole story. I was like, what? Why? Who cares? He's like, you don't understand. I've raised this thing from a baby. Like, he was just a helpless baby, and slowly but surely he's becoming a real-life human being, doing real-life human being things. I'm like, that's not an interesting story. We all did that, you know what I mean? Every single one of us. Look, if you're changing a tire in your car, and all of a sudden the jack falls away, and your baby runs up, grabs the truck, and lifts it over his head to the tune of ba-ba-da-ba-ba, ba-ba-ba. Now you got a story. Tell me that story. If he's kicking his feet, why don't you just write it down and set it on fire? Because no one cares. It's a kicking his feet story.
The joke is mean.
I know. That's why I love it.
Tim's like, I know. It's so wonderful.
That's just mean, man.
Yeah, it is. I did a show for the KRTY radio station down here with the comedian with Alabama comedian Killer Bees, and I want you to know that joke went over great. Just to let you know.
Okay.
Alabama comedian Killer Bees.
Yeah, his name is Killer Bees. He's from Alabama. They flew him in to do a show.
All right.
And he said, "Tim, would you be with me on the show?" And I said, "Yes." And that was the least interesting interaction since someone kicked his feet.
For a second, I thought it was like, did the Wu-Tang come down? Like, what's happening?
What is there a dude from Wu-Tang named Killer Bees?
Well, they're gonna replace ODB with somebody.
Wu-Tang Killer Bees Wanna Swarm. It's like a line in their song.
Oh, it is spelled like B-E-A-Z or something like that.
I wonder if that's where he got it.
No, it's his last name.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So I think I don't think his first given name is Killer. I think that might have been a show business thing. But I don't know his parents. I don't know what they're doing. I'm not here to judge, nothing.
I don't know how they roll.
Well, I mean, somebody did name their kid Imogen Gay Poots.
What is that? Imogen Gay Poots? Imogen... I don't get it.
It's an actress. Just her name is Imogen Gay Poots.
Oh, so it's not one of those, like, shitty names where, like, if you actually pronounce it right, it's you're like, oh, God, they got it from something lame and pedestrian and decided to name their kid that.
Oh, yeah, no.
Okay. It's just a shitty name.
Yes, just okay, so Imogen's already, like, an unusual name, but then you went for Gay, and your last name was already Poots.
Poots?
I think if my last name was Poots, I'd change it.
Poots.
Poots.
No, I told you, I can help you play that after.
Somebody's talking to their kid.
I understand it's really tricky, so go try again, and I'll help you after Tancast. No, I don't want you to show me. I want to do it after. Is this during or after? But am I during Tancast or am I after Tancast? Yeah, I'm during. And when did I say I would help you? Drew.
Fucking Noah, I'm having another one of these. What am I thinking?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Just let the bigger one raise the little one. Make it his problem.
It's going to be good times, Tim. It's going to be good times.
Well, Michael, I hope you remember everything I taught you, because your turn.
Yeah, do you remember how to potty train someone? I mean, you were just there.
Oh, no, man. Baby, poo-poo here.
No, that's gross. Yeah, you should. You know what? You should let him fight it out.
Just toss them both in a little ring with a broken milk bottle.
Wait, why are they fighting? What are they fighting it out for? Wait, Noah's favorite part. There it is. I think that's on that episode too, where Noah says the fight theme, but it's like da 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 da
da da da da da da da da da da
da da da da da da da da da da da da.
People are just like, what the fuck is this?
Oh god, I'm imagining like a really serious fight scene in a movie suddenly turns into yakety sex. Just people getting like stabbed, like heads off. Oh, like just some Tarantino level ultra violence.
A little bit of the ultra violence.
Yes. Well, that was mostly, okay? I guess, going way back, how my week was, except for the fact that jet lag sucks ass.
Only if you're a wussy head. Are you a wussy head?
I am, Tim. I am, in fact, a wussy head.
Well, it all checks out then.
All right.
Saw a movie.
Oh, I also saw movies, but you go first.
Edge of Tomorrow.
How was that?
And how was Groundhog Day meet Starship Troopers?
Groundhog Troopers.
Pretty much how you would think it would be.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't like bad, but it's exactly what you expected it to be. Like, this is like Groundhog Day, and set in war in the future time. Like,
I just went to write this down for the show notes and wrote Edge of Troopers. Backspace.
I went to Google Darkness. And googled Groundhog Troopers, and the movie review for The Economist is called Groundhog Troopers.
Woohoo!
So we're exactly as clever as The Economist. I feel pretty good about that.
So you say it was good?
Yeah, it was good. It was. I mean, don't see it in 3D, which I did, because I was only just playing. But I mean, you know, it's some action. It's Tom Cruise, you know, really living the same day over and over again, trying to become a good fighter, and you find out what's happening, and you know, it's an entertaining movie. I enjoyed it. It wasn't amazing, but you know, it's worth a view if you got nothing better to do. It was not as good as I hoped it would be. Like, I was really excited for it, and I was like, that was good, but you know. Could have been better. I don't know how, but yeah.
How,
it was enjoyable.
Emily Blunt is in that one, right?
She is. Oh, yeah. I want to look at what she looks like normally. Like, not in a mech suit. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's Emily Blunt.
I think she was in the Muppet movie. Not the most recent one. The reboot. Or whatever you want to call it. The revival. That's a better word.
And I still feel like Tom Cruise is just always playing like Tom Cruise. Like, there's, like, a scene at the beginning, pretty close to the beginning of the movie. I'm like, I feel like I've seen almost a very similar scene before. Like, it's kind of like how he's delivering the dialogue.
What about him in Tropic Thunder?
That was nothing like I've ever seen before, and I want to see more of that.
Did you watch the MTV Movie Awards where he hosted as that character?
Maybe. It was a while ago, right?
A year or two. Maybe three?
I don't know.
If you want to call that a while, I guess.
And there's some parts that you probably think about it doesn't make sense, because anytime you start screwing with time, things start not to make sense. Like, wait a second, why would that happen? But, you know, gets wrapped up in the end with a nice little bow, a little happy ending for everybody. You know,
everybody gets jerked off?
Probably except the aliens.
They get jerked off, too.
Oh, was that all they were here for? Was it handy? They invaded, but
that's it. There's like, someone struck my alien cock.
Oh, the
gleep, glorp, glop.
They just want a little tug and snuggle. That's it.
A tug and
snuggle. Here's a side note. Have you guys heard that the guy who did Calvin and Hobbes took over a guy's strip for like a few days?
I just read that last night on the Facebook.
Apparently, it was really popular because I was looking at it today and like the page would not load. I'm like, did this guy put bad links or something? And then I tried again later. I'm like, oh, it's just like everyone's probably reading it. Because like, holy shit, Cal, this guy is doing more shit. People love that fucking guy.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. It's not amazing. I mean, it's funny, but it's three pages of a comic strip I've never read before. I guess the joke of that comic strip is they're always making fun that the author doesn't draw very well.
Yep,
and so the premise of having Bill Watterson, come on and draw was that a four-year-old was going to draw better than the artist, and so the four-year-old's drawings was actually that of the creator of Calvin and Hobbes.
And you only got one panel, or one or two panels. So, like, mm-hmm. two panels was, like, the regular guy, and, like, one or two panels was Bill Watterson.
Yeah.
And I was like, it would be nice if you could just end the whole thing.
Yeah. Or, if he had just thrown Calvin and Hobbes back in there for no reason. Like, that would have been hilarious. maybe in the background. Just, like, that. There was, like, a scene, I think, in space. If just Spaceman Spiff had just been flying by.
Sort of like how Finn and Jake just show up in one of the last Futuramas?
Totally like that.
All right.
I don't know who Finn and Jake are. I didn't see the last Futuramas.
Oh. You need to get down on some Adventure Time, Tim. Come on, grab your friends.
Yeah, no. That's not going to happen.
Adventure Time.
I was talking to my next-door neighbor. We were talking about... he mentioned Game of Thrones. He's like, you guys watch Game of Thrones? I'm like, no. We don't have HBO. But also, just everything that people talk about, like, man, TV is so good now. Count on me not having seen it. Like, man, Breaking Bad is amazing. Haven't seen it. Orange is the New Black. Nope. What else? People are like, fucking, this is a great, fucking, it's a great show. Game of Thrones. Oh, Walking Dead. Nope. Mad Men. Sorry. Can't help you.
Wiener, you know what I saw? Wiener, 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 wiener.
But I'm catching up on a Big Bang Theory.
Oh?
From a long time ago. Because there was a commercial for Valentine's Day. I was like, ooh, I have not been keeping up on this. But fucking, they had James Earl Jones on. That shit was hilarious. Like, one of the characters just wants to ask James Earl Jones to be in his... He's going to start a Comic-Con convention because he couldn't get tickets to Comic-Con, and so he wants to ask James Earl Jones to be in it. And you think he's just going to bug him, and the James Earl Jones is going to get annoyed, but James Earl Jones is so happy to be hanging out with the guy. He's just making jokes, and they ding-dong ditch Carrie Fisher, and it's really her. Oh, fuck, it was funny. He's like, you got to be careful, because she's crazy. He rings the doorbell, and they both run away, and she comes out. It's not funny anymore, James! Then why am I laughing?
Oh, I'm sorry. I just like to imagine that that's actually how James Earl Jones and Carrie Fisher interact in real life.
Yes.
Then why am I laughing?
I don't know why geeks hate on that show. I think it's funny. Fucking geeks who hate on that show.
I don't think it's particularly good either.
Yeah, well, you know what? That doesn't bother me because you don't like anything.
I mean, it's just, it's dumbed down geekery is what it is. And that's why I don't really care for it.
It hits the notes I want to hit. I'm not looking for a deep examination of geek culture in a way that will revolutionize the world. I'm looking for a half hour of jokes that I'm going to laugh at. And you did it. Congratulations.
Bring me the ha-has.
Exactly. I'm trying to not trying to solve world hunger. I'm trying to get a laugh off.
That's the reason why I like Community. Because Community was like full on geekery. Like it didn't, maybe when they changed showrunners, but like it was just like we're gonna make a whole episode fashioned after old style G.I. Joe, like animated and everything, like it's shit like that. That's what I want to see.
How'd that work out for Community?
Yeah, they got canceled.
Oh, that's weird. Big Bang Theory is consistently one of the most number one shows in the nation.
Oh. That's because it's dumbed down geekery. It is appealing to the masses, the lowest common denominator.
Yeah, but they're sneaking in some geek stuff for everybody, just not beating you over the head with it.
But I'm saying that's not, I don't enjoy that.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying you can die in a fire. A Christmas fire.
Tim, I think some of the consensus seems to be, and this is not my particular judgment because I don't give a shit and don't watch the show, but it seems to be that it's like, hey, let's laugh at these geeks, not, hey, let's be geeky with these geeks.
Yeah, well, the thing is, like, I've heard that argument before. I'm like, okay, you've clearly never watched a sitcom. Because it's like, you could say that about anything. Like, oh, let's laugh at this father. Oh, or let's laugh at Family Life or the advertising world or whatever is the subject of the sitcom, they're usually making fun of it. It's never like, advertising is amazing. Let's show you this advertising office and how awesome it is. No, it's always like, look how stupid the advertising. Look how stupid lawyers are. Look how stupid Tim Taylor is. Stupid. Now, because that's how they get laughs. What do you want? It's a sitcom formula.
Okay.
It's been around forever.
Fair enough.
Eat a bag of dicks.
And they even, like, for example, you know, Modern Family is a different show, but even Modern Family is, like, I feel, has more heart to it than, you know what I mean? I feel like, yeah, they have, sorry, go ahead.
Sorry, you finish. There was a pause. I thought you were done.
That was it. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, Modern Family is on a whole other level than Big Bang Theory. Big Bang Theory is an enjoyable show. Modern Family is a show that I'm like, this is fucking awesome.
Yes. Yes.
Like, Big Bang Theory gives me chuckles, sometimes some hearty laughs, but usually just chuckles every week. Modern Family makes me laugh uproariously every week. And not maybe not through the whole episode, but there's always at least one joke that I'm like, fucking, we have to save this episode. We're not deleting this. And like you said, like, there's more. They somehow manage to have heart to it without it being hokey. I love Modern Family. Modern Family, I would gay marry you.
Are either of you watching Silicon Valley?
Haven't started yet.
Do you mean out my window, or is it a show?
It's a show.
Oh, no.
But a bump. The last episode of, like, they just wrapped up the first season. There's only, like, 8 episodes. Oh, there's one bit that's fucking hilarious. And I wish Andy would fucking watch it as it airs and we could talk about it.
I'm sorry, Noah. I got other shit to do, like work and travel to Portland and my ass.
What were you doing on the plane? Jerking off?
Yeah, man. You could download those things, baby.
On the plane, I was watching Anchorman 2, Thor the Dark World, Ender's Game, and Now You See Me.
Yeah. You watched Now You Fucking See Me. You could have watched like 2 episodes of Silicon Valley with watching that bullshit.
I guess I would have had to have cleared a bunch of space on my phone to download it onto my phone, because my phone only has 16 gigabytes.
Right. Get rid of fucking Now You See Me, that piece of shit.
Oh, no, that was just on the plane. Like, the plane had all 4 of those movies for me.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, delete the hard drive of the plane, throw some Silicon Valley on there.
Delete the hard drive of the plane.
Oh, and how do I do that, Noah? Just, like, stick my dick in there?
You're the smart one.
Swizzle it around a little bit.
You know stuff. That's your problem.
Distract them with your words.
Excuse me, but the Florgenheimer seems to be dingle-blooped.
Talk so much and make the hard drive do like a buffer overflow or something.
Computer, record my words.
Wait, so your phone has 16 gigabytes?
Yes.
Like available or total?
Total.
Mine has almost 60.
Your phone doesn't have 60.
It says capacity 57.2 gigabytes.
It could. They did come out with a 64 gigabyte
one,
didn't they?
Yeah, 64 gig phone.
Your mom spent a lot of money.
Yep.
Wow. Good for me.
Good for you.
And you are using hardly any of it.
I'm actually almost completely full.
Oh, okay. So that wasn't available. That was just... Fuck, what the fuck you put on your phone?
Porn.
I don't delete any pictures. Did you say porn, Andy?
Look,
yes.
Look, how many pictures do you have right now, Tim?
Let me look. Hang on. 1 second. Let me load it. It's taking a while. Apple. 3,267.
How many of those are nudes of your wife? Don't tell her I asked.
Not enough.
Make sure it doesn't get uploaded to the cloud.
Yes.
It doesn't. Yeah, you're talking about that movie. But
yes.
My phone just doesn't upload to the cloud. Like, there's not enough space. Like, there's always space. I tell it not to upload my pictures, and it's like, there's still not enough space. I'm like, for my contacts? How much space do my contacts take up? I don't have that many. I don't have that many friends.
You can look into it, and it's probably a topic for another time, but you can go and see what's taking up your space.
But you look it up on my thing, and it says there's nothing in your cloud. I'm like, then what's taking up the space?
That's weird.
You're right. It's a topic for another time, because we got to get to this worst movie ever thing, because I think Noah has to go soon.
Yeah, like, soon.
Wait, how soon?
Sooner the better.
Okay.
Like, you know, I would like to be out of the door by 10:15.
All right, we got to do this really quick. All right, worst movie ever, go!
Worst movie ever!
Who first, me or you?
I'll go first, because I'll just run through my notes quickly.
Okay.
And then we can cut you off when you start going too long.
Fuck you. Please continue.
Stop, Andy.
All right. So, my movie was Sex in the City 2.
1 week in Abu Dhabi. All expenses paid for all four.
I don't think we're in Kansas anymore.
Men and women do not embrace in public in the Middle East.
She's talking to you, sister.
I'm having a hot flash.
You're on a camel in the middle of the Arabian desert. If you're not having a hot flash, you're dead.
A good experience coming up.
This is the best mirage that I've ever had.
What?
I'm talking like, I don't know you. Come here, you.
You are fun in Abu Dhabi.
You all saw that, right?
Hanji.
It means yes.
Hanji.
Yeah, not the best word for her to learn.
Word.
I'm not going to tell you the plot synopsis because I'm not sure this movie had a plot. Fuck this movie. Here come my notes. Before we were running out of time, I was going to say that exact same thing. Oh, Lord, sounds like a Will Smith-style rap song. Sex in the City. That's the opening credits. Oh, God, their banter. It's a step below award show banter.
Like someone else wrote it for them and they're reading it for the first time right this second?
And it's just so fucking shitty. It's just shitty. Like, their banter's just like, really? Fucking you want to take another pass on that and try and make it funny or interesting or both?
Hey, remember that time that you were a whore? Haha, remember that time you were also a whore? Yes, those were good times. The nominees are...
Andy just synopsized most of the dialogue. Sarah Jessica Parker is in a gay wedding, and she says, I'm the best man. And I say, did you mean the best in show?
Oh, no.
I can make those jokes until I'm hoarse.
I can only make those jokes 5 times.
Oh, I just remember when we were playing that game night, and I was like, yep. We were making Sarah Jessica Parker jokes. And like, Stephanie got fed up. Was like, all right, what are we playing next? I'm like, horseshoes?
Oh, awesome. Because he was laid back. It was this posture and the way he delivered it that made that one work. He's just laid back and he's like, horseshoes? Like, I got this one. You didn't even know I was ready. Anyway, back to the notes. Not even 10 minutes in and the shitty banter is finding new and innovating ways of being shittier. Oh, they tried to... What in the ungodly fuck? Liza Minnelli is singing Single Ladies.
Oh, the Single Ladies.
That was me getting interrupted yet again. Credit where it's due, Liza is a pretty good dancer for an older lady. When the fuck are they going to the Middle East? 5 minutes of commercials? Fuck you, TBS streaming. In case you think I'm overstating the banter thing, here's an actual joke. There ought to be a law against hiring a natty that looks that good. Yeah, a Jude law. Yeah, chew on that shit.
What?
Hang on. That'll get expanded on later. I didn't realize it, but that was just my reaction in the moment. There's a point to this fucking movie. Oh, is there a point to this fucking movie, or is it just characters jibber-jabbering until the film runs out of camera, or the camera runs out of film? Dyslexic. Fuck, this thing is 3 goddamn hours long. Fuck this. Fuck this. I'm going to bed. I'll watch the rest tomorrow. Fuck.
Holy hell.
A night's sleep did not make this lumbering turd any better.
How long is the movie?
3 hours.
What the fuck?
I don't mean to judge Sarah Jessica Parker on her looks, but this movie keeps trying to sell me on the concept of her being gorgeous. No. Just fucking no. Did they just pat themselves on the back for the Jude Law joke? Fuck no. That joke does not deserve a victory lap. Fuck. I just looked it up. Jude Law fucked his kid's nanny. That joke isn't as shitty as I thought. It still sucks, though. I picture the director arguing red-faced with the studio, no, I cannot cut an hour and a half off of the runtime. Every pointless, trite, excruciating interaction is essential to tell this epic non-story. Good day, sir.
I say good day.
Attempt number 3 to watch this shit sandwich. I don't know anything about fashion, but these outfits look like a 3-year-old put them together and then vomited.
Oh.
So many awkward conversations. So many. Director, yell cut already. This is an actual piece of dialogue. I'm going to turn this interfrention into an interfunction. The character is not punched in the face after uttering this line.
I think it should just be reflex. I mean, I think any reasonable, sensible person would reflexively sock somebody in the face for saying those words in that order.
Tim, with the cheeriest exposition.
I want to sock you in the face right now, having heard it from you.
Well, good thing I'm far away.
Yes.
Fuck. Every time I stop this thing, I have to sit through 5 minutes of commercials. Fuck you, Comcast/TBS. I'm just going to start cataloging the bad jokes. Lawrence of Mylabia. Richard Spurt? Your name is Dick Spurt? I can't be in menopause and on coach. Did you have anything to declare? Yes, I'm a mess. Fuck it. I'm going to stop writing notes. I'll suffer through to the end and then mail a bag of shit to the studio to repay them for this turd fest. And that's it. I'm done. How we doing? All right.
Wow.
We got not a lot of time. Wrap it up.
Okay. My film was the 2010 meditation on pointless wastes of Andy's time called Rubber.
Everybody, this is what our killer looks like.
Tire.
What brand of tire?
Probably brandless. Yes.
Is it black?
Starting to like it.
Door just open.
Come on, be a good boy. Blow my head off.
Again.
Come on, closer.
You get one of your guys with a flamethrower. Just whoop.
Anybody there?
Weirdos.
Yeah, this is a film where you watch a apparently sentient tire drive around the Southwest and explode things with its mental powers.
Wow.
I think I already know who won this one.
I don't know what else I can say because I don't know what the fuck else happened. I fell asleep several times trying to watch this movie and had to back it up and rewatch portions of it and then realized I didn't back it up far enough. It's just this whole fucking movie looks like the one shot.
Oh, shit. I thought this was like some sort of animated thing. This is a real live movie.
This is a live action film. Yes. Yes. Of a tire.
Oh, God.
Of a tire with telekinesis that drives around the Southwest, blowing up people's heads. It goes on a murderous rampage, destroying heads in the Southwest. And there's this whole, like intertextual subplot hanging, like, under, behind, over, whatever. So the way the film starts is this ponderous shot of chairs in the desert. Then a car finally, like, kind of drives up, and you see this guy holding a shitload of binoculars and just standing sort of near-ish to all of the chairs. Car drives up and slowly, ponderously knocks over and crumples every single one of these chairs. 14 chairs, I counted. And then stops, and a guy gets out of the trunk. Gets a glass of water from the guy who was driving, walks over and addresses the camera directly, talking about all of these things that had no point, like why was the alien brown in E.T., and why can't we see the air around us, why did the pianist have to hide and live like a bum when he was such a great pianist? It's like, because there was no reason. So, because of no reason. Like, I get the feeling that I'm about to watch a movie that has no fucking reason, and this is like their, well, we warned you at the get-go, so fuck you for watching. Then you find out, as he pours the water on the ground, for no reason, I get it, and hands the glass back to the guy and then gets back in the trunk for no reason, I still get it. The dude with the binoculars hands the binoculars to a bunch of people who it turns out this guy was actually addressing. So, like, they, I guess, are us, the audience. About midway through the movie, the people who have been sitting in the desert watching the events of the film happen through their binoculars and occasionally commenting on it, the guy who handed out all the binoculars comes back with a turkey that he slaughtered in his motel room, the motel room he was staying in right next to the motel room that the tire was staying in. They all like scramble and like fight each other for the turkey, and it turns out the turkey was poisoned, and they all die except for one guy. So the guy who had originally climbed out of the trunk is like playing the sheriff, investigating the head bursting of a maid at the motel where the binocular guy had left and the tire had stayed. And he's telling everyone, well, we can all go home. Oh, well, none of this is real. No, go ahead, shoot me. And then the binocular dude runs up and tells him that one of the spectators didn't actually eat the poisoned turkey, so they have to keep pretending. So then they continue on as if, like, this is real conversations, I guess. But it seems like only the sheriff guy from the trunk and the binoculars guy are actually in on it, and all the people that they're addressing have forgotten that they're in a movie or something. I don't fucking get it. I don't know if there was supposed to be a punchline in any of that. I don't know if there's supposed to be some sort of deeper philosophical point. But I did watch this movie all the way to the end, where the tire gets reincarnated as a tricycle and I guess brings life to a bunch of other tires, and that tire and its small army of other tires descend upon Hollywood, which I guess also had some sort of point to make. And then the film ends, and I see that the director was French, and suddenly I feel like I understand the movie a little bit. So, that movie got a 9.2 on my what-the-fuck-ometer, and maybe it's a cultural thing, but I really think that French filmmakers just hate French audiences.
This is one of the times where I put the trailer in when we do these shows. I'm going to put a link to it in the show notes, because you need to watch it. It's much more visual than it is audio. You need to watch it. And you need to understand that this movie is awesome.
The tire one?
Yeah. Awesome in a way, like The Room is awesome.
That's why I said I think I know who's going to win this one.
And?
It's you, Tim.
Sex of the City 2 wins. Fatality.
Me?
Yeah, I would much sooner watch the entire telekinesis movie than Sex in the City 2.
I mean, you have 3 hours? There, but fucking, it's a fucking sentient tire that explodes people's heads.
Why?
That's pretty fucking awesome.
No reason.
You know what? You got me there.
There was no fucking point to this movie. There was no story in this movie.
But...
if they threw a tire exploding heads into Sex and the City 2, I would totally go fucking see that movie.
Oh my gosh, if they combine these two movies, it would be the best movie ever.
Especially if it's hunting down all the Sex and the City
girls.
Yes,
that is the exact thing I pictured.
Sex in the City 3,
burning rubber. Oh my gosh, Hollywood, make this movie.
That's not the rubber I wanted.
Oh my gosh.
Head explodes.
Where is this on streaming, Andy?
Yeah, it's rubber? On Netflix.
Oh, I might watch.
I feel like I didn't do a good enough job of warning you. I feel like I'm at least partially responsible for when your head explodes.
No, that's the tire's fault. Don't take the blame for that. Okay.
Oh, by the way, I don't understand exactly why, but the tire made a sound like crickets right before people's heads exploded.
You're not making me want to see this less.
No, sorry, not crickets, cicadas. I'm in the South, I fucking know better. Cicadas.
Okay.
It's important. There's a distinction.
All right. Well, you did it. Well, that's not information I can do anything with.
Nope.
Creak, creak, creak.
Were those cicadas or
cicadas?
Spicolis?
Spicolis, yes.
Adidas?
Pacudas?
Adidas?
All day I'm dreaming about sex.
Kelsey or Chelsea?
Chelsea. Did you notice Chelsea, our listener, has changed her name and when she leaves a comment on the page to Chelsea, parentheses, not Kelsey?
No.
Points.
Yes. Prepare your anus.
What? No.
No.
That's Tancash for this week.
But my anus is prepared.
Well, good for you.
Good, because Superman is coming.
Coming in your anus.
Blow.
Right out the front of you.
You're doing it like a tire with telekinesis.
And this week, I hate it when snappy dialogue sounds like it's being read from a teleprompter.
Remember, everyone, never trust Sarah Jessica Parker to not look like a horse.
Thanks for listening to this waste of the internet known as the TanCast Podcast. We're now back on iTunes, so you can go and subscribe to us and leave us a comment. You can go to TanCast.com for links to our store, Facebook, and Twitter. You can also email us at yourmom@TanCast.com. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid for making the official TanCast theme. All right, I think we've wasted enough of your time this week. Come back to TanCast soon, and next time, bring a friend.
TanCast. If you're taking Sarah Jessica Parker to dinner, hold your hand flat or else you could get nipped.
That's happened to me once. That was Sarah Jessica Parker.
If you say, hey, Sarah Jessica Parker is attractive, I say nay. Oh.
But if you tell her 5 + 5, she will stomp out 10 with her hoof. Terrible.
Sarah Jessica Parker walks into a bar and the bartender says, hey, why are you so fucking ugly?
Sarah Jessica Parker went shopping for new shoes and she said, it's okay, you can just reuse the nails from the old one.
Terrible. I went through the desert on a Sarah Jessica Parker with no name. That's funny because she clearly has a name.
Oh, if you fuck Sarah Jessica Parker, would you have a centaur?
I got nothing. I can't compete.
All right. Well, I apparently we did too many of these, and Noah got horse. Did I already make that joke earlier in the episode?
Yes, Tim. We rode this one. And put it away wet.
We wrote it hard. Let's put it away wet.
Yep. Come on, guys. Stop beating a dead Jessica Parker.
That's it. That's the topper.
Oh. Yeah, I didn't think we had any more in us, but Noah managed to jump over that one last gate.
Oh, Andy. No. Let it die.
And then make glue out of it.
Oh, don't die.
Andy's dying.
Oh, I'm done. Time to send me out to stud.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Noah's got to save his file. Stop with his jibber-jabber. Yes. Hey, fool, no more jibber-jabber.